Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Gordon Chang back on the show. Gordon's become a member of our Brain Trust now for many years. We're so happy he's part of our world. He's the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, and also The Coming Collapse of China. That was a prophetic book that I still think he's right about. You see his handsome face on television all the time. He's all across Twitter, at GordonTChang.com is his handle there. He's our good friend. Gordon, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Gordon, I want to talk about Hong Kong. And I believe that Hong Kong is an historic moment in the 21st century that will be in the history books, that is having and will continue to have implications that are going to ripple around the world over time. And I'm saying that irrespective of how it turns out. What do you think?
I agree with you. And there's two reasons. First of all, there's been this narrative that democracy is under attack and that it is in retreat. Well, I think Hong Kong proves that that's not right, that people want...
How many weeks now? 30 weeks? Something, almost 30 weeks this has been going on?
Well, the protests started in April. There was a lull, and then they started picked up again on June 9th. And since June 9th, there have been almost continuous protests, disturbances, marches.
When has that ever happened before anywhere other than 240 years ago in America? I mean, think about it. Or France after that. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It certainly has been a long time. Everyone thought that in Hong Kong, the 2014 Occupy protests went on for 79 days, that was a long time. Well, that's certainly, that mark has been left in the dust. And the reason is that every time there's protest fatigue or every time the protesters look like they're going to lose support from the mass of Hong Kong people, Beijing does something to either directly or indirectly that enrages them.
Right.
And so then the protests then spark anew. And this is going to go on for quite some time because Beijing doesn't have a military solution that will work for China. And it doesn't know what to do in terms of what the Hong Kong people want. Now, the second reason why this, I think, will be historic, Jim, is because Chinese regimes often unravel from the outside in, and Hong Kong on the periphery of China, I think, is going to spark protests inside. Right now, there's a certain amount of discontent. I think it could be inflamed because people in China could really be inspired by what the people
in Hong Kong are doing. These are the implications I'm talking about.
Yep. You know, people in mainland China don't sympathize with the people in Hong Kong, but they can actually be inspired, and the reason is that they got grievances of their own. And so they see the Hong Kong people getting away with a lot, pushing their political leaders around, which they've done because they've got an enormous concession from Beijing. You know, this could really start to undermine the People's Republic of China itself.
Well, one of the things that people and a lot of people in America don't realize is, and something I've talked about here on the show a lot, is that China isn't our worst enemy. They're their own worst enemy. The Communist Party and the way they run their country, they got environmental. It's an environmental nightmare that China is. It's a demographic nightmare. Their monetary system, their banking system, is not in good shape, and it's a despotism basically. That's not a good combination, is it? In the 21st
century. No, it's certainly not. And just to talk about this thing about China being its own worst enemy, we have an example from the last few hours, and that is Beijing, enraged by President Trump signing those two bills, Hong Kong bills. has now banned the U.S. Navy port visits to Hong Kong.
Wow.
Now, port visits, you know, when a carrier strike group pulls into Hong Kong, that's $5 million into the Hong Kong's economy.
Wow.
So this is China sanctioning itself.
What do you think? What do you think about what the president and the Congress did on that?
Well, it was absolutely the right thing to do.
Right.
I mean, if you look at it in isolation. And it's also the right thing to do when you look at it in the context of China. A lot of people were saying, oh, you know, President Trump can't sign these bills because it means the Chinese would be upset,
right,
and therefore they won't come to a trade deal with President
Trump. Do you think now, him doing this will be net good or net not good for the trade agreements, trade negotiations?
I think it'd be net good. And the reason is there's more and more people saying that Beijing has been stalling on trade because they know that while they stall, President Trump won't criticize them on Hong Kong, on Xinjiang.
They respond to strength, not weakness, don't they?
Absolutely, Jim. Absolutely.
Right back with Gordon Chang. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.